Gru is not the friendliest person you might meet. Instead, he's the type of person to give a sad child a balloon animal and then promptly pop it. He's the type to pull up behind a cyclist on the road and blare his horn so loudly that the rider is blown from his bike. He's the type who doesn't wait in line for anything. For instance, on this sunny day, Gru walks into a local coffee house. When he sees the huge line of people, he's disappointed. Patience doesn't come easy for Gru. Inventive methods, however, do. Thinking quickly, he whips out a freeze ray. He points the weapon at the people in line and fires.
Freeze ray! Freeze ray! Ha ha ha!
Gru laughs maniacally. Everyone is instantly encased in blocks of ice. Gru grabs a full cup of coffee and a muffin from the woman who works behind the counter. The thing is, Gru doesn't have a regular job like other people. He's a professional villain. So he drives an armored car, carries around a freeze ray, and lives in a big, scary house. In the middle of a typical street, in typical suburbia, sits Gru's very atypical home. It is all black. The roof, the siding, the door, even the tree in the front yard. He walks through the living room, carrying his coffee and muffin. When he gets to the couch, he looks down over his long, pointy nose and frowns. Sprawled out on the couch is his pet dog, Kyle, who looks like a cross between a pit bull and a piranha.